Yeah, not just plants, flowers, and things like that. And when I say plants, people who have gardens and stuff, this is going to affect a lot of things. And then I was even going to throw in the word wildlife. I don't hear a lot of birds chirping this morning, that's for sure. It's kind of quiet out here. I've been up since 5, and heard a few birds this morning, but right now, usually when there's birds still chirping at this time of the morning, and you can hear a pin drop out there, it's quiet for sure. It's affecting anything and everything that has to do with surviving on air, for sure. Sean?
We're all getting gassed out by the Canadians.
Morning, Dakota. Yeah, that's right. They'll show us. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you hear stories about how, you know, an asteroid hit the Earth, you know, 65 million years ago and killed out, you know, 90% of the life on Earth. And what it was is it took out the sun. You know, what we're seeing here, just imagine this, even worse globally, you know, and then persistent. Just it blotted out the sun for, you know, for long periods of time where everything died. Yeah, it's, you know, this is a much more localized version of it, but this is how it happens when volcanic eruptions, you know, that skew tons of gas into the air. They blot out, you know, a super volcano like the one in Yosemite. You know, when something like that goes, it does like this for years and kills everything. It's crazy. Dakota, what do you got to say about all this? You going to, like, suit up and go grab your little bucket and go try to put this out?